אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Jerusalem has been beset by violence this past week as Palestinians clashed with Jewish Israelis. A number of assaults on Jews were filmed and later uploaded to TikTok, including one of an East Jerusalem teenager slapping two ultra-Orthodox boys on the light rail. Retaliation attacks gathered momentum, and the Jewish extremist Lahava group called for a protest on Thursday in a show of national honor. 300 took part in the march. After being blocked by police from reaching the old city, several dozen Lahava supporters marched to nearby Machane Yehuda, where they attacked several Arab workers. Police officers rescued the workers who took refuge in a shop. A few dozen did reach within a few meters of Damascus Gate, where Palestinians had gathered in a counter-protest, and violence ensued. Lahava protesters chanted death to the Arabs and Arabs get out, as police tried to keep the two sides apart while also dealing with attacks from Palestinian protesters. Far-right Jewish extremists also hurled stones and set a rubbish bin ablaze in another intersection. Stones were thrown at the car of Jewish motorist 46-year-old Yahya Jadi in East Jerusalem. When he tried to flee on foot, he was caught and beaten by several people. His car was later set on fire. Video on social media showed him being repeatedly kicked as he lay on the ground. Late on Thursday night, police used riot dispersal means to break up the Arab protesters. At least 105 Palestinians were injured, including 22 who were hospitalized. 20 police officers were injured in the clashes, including a mounted officer hit in the face by a rock. 50 people were arrested for throwing rocks, launching fireworks, assaulting police and other violent acts during the rioting, which carried on early into Friday morning. During Friday, several hundred Arab Israelis held a solidarity rally in Jaffa, which has also been the scene of clashes between Arabs and Jews in recent days. The protest, attended by several Arab lawmakers, was peaceful. Ramadan prayers on Friday at Al-Aqsa Mosque passed peacefully. Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, condemned the police and settlers' attack on Palestinians in Jerusalem in his Friday sermon. After calm during the daylight hours, scuffles again broke out as thousands of Muslim worshippers left the Al-Aqsa Mosque after the evening prayers. There was violence at Justice Ministry headquarters in East Jerusalem, at Rachel's Tomb near Bethlehem, and at the Qalandia crossing between Jerusalem and Ramallah. Public Security Minister Amir told police that they had his full support, saying they had complete backing for all means, force and necessary power to restore law and order. Sirens were triggered in the northern Negev in the pre-dawn hours of Thursday morning, followed by a massive explosion that could be heard throughout much of the country, as a Syrian surface-to-air missile crashed to the earth near the Dimona nuclear reactor. The IDF said the sirens were set off not by a direct attack, but by an errant Syrian anti-aircraft missile fired at an Israeli jet during an IAF airstrike on targets in the Syrian Golan Heights. Overnight on Friday, 36 rockets were fired towards Israel from the Gaza Strip. 6 of them were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. There were no Israeli injuries, but the rockets did cause damage in a number of communities. In response, the IDF military struck multiple Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip in the early hours of yesterday morning. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called an urgent security meeting yesterday with IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi, Defence Minister Benny Gantz and other high-level officials. Another rocket was fired from Gaza last night. Prime Minister Netanyahu suffered a stinging defeat in the Knesset on Monday. The vote on the Arrangements Committee took a dramatic turn when lawmakers from the Islamic Ram Party voted against the Likud proposal and gave their backing to an alternative plan pushed by the bloc led by Yair Lapid. The committee, the first Knesset committee to be formed after an election, controls the legislative agenda in the new parliament until a new government is formed, including determining what other parliamentary committees will be formed and who will serve on them. With the Lapid-backed proposal being approved, Likud does not control the committee. Abbas decided not to back Likud after learning of a last-minute agreement with Naftali Bennett's Yamina party that would give it an extra seat on the committee in return for its support for Likud. Abbas later said he was also driven away from Likud due to attacks from its far-right allies in the Religious Zionism Party, which accuses Ram lawmakers of being anti-Zionist and of backing Palestinian terrorism. This is the first time that the Prime Minister has been outmanoeuvred in this way and indicates how unlikely it is that he will be able to form a government within the time remaining on his mandate. Netanyahu and Yamina head Naftali Bennett each held press conferences on Wednesday in which they accused each other of putting their own personal interests above the needs of the country and of misleading the public. According to a television poll aired last night, 54% of Israelis, including 51% of right-wing voters, prefer the formation of a government reliant on the Islamic Ram party rather than a fifth round of elections. If a government is formed with Ram support or abstention, 40% prefer a coalition that sees Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid and Yamina chief Naftali Bennett rotate the prime ministership. 37% prefer Netanyahu. In the ongoing dispute between Bennett and Netanyahu, asked whom they believe, 30% said Bennett, 24% said Netanyahu, and 30% said neither. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid yesterday praised US President Joe Biden's recognition of the Armenian genocide as an important moral statement. He said, "I will continue to fight for Israeli recognition of the Armenian genocide. It is our moral responsibility as the Jewish state." The Health Ministry on Thursday issued an advisory urging Israelis to avoid travelling to 7 countries: Ukraine, Ethiopia, Brazil, South Africa, India, Mexico, and Turkey, all of which are experiencing significant COVID-19 outbreaks, citing concerns of possible coronavirus strains that may be more resistant to vaccines coming from those nations. Israelis were told that they should avoid international travel unless it's absolutely necessary. For the first time since June 29th, no new COVID-19 daily cases were reported on Thursday or since. The death toll has stayed at 6,346. On Thursday, Israel passed the milestone of over 5 million people having received both vaccine shots, 80% of the eligible population. Yehudi Meshi Zahav, the founder of Zaka Emergency Service, with numerous allegations of rape and sexual assault against him, was found unconscious in his apartment on Thursday morning after an apparent suicide attempt. And unorthodox stars Shira Haas and Amit Rahav won Independent Spirit Awards on Thursday. The two won Best Female Performance in a Scripted Series and Best Male Performance in a Scripted Series. The award for new non-scripted or documentary series went to Netflix's Immigration Nation, co-directed and co-produced by Israel's Shaul Schwartz. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.